Welcome back to the Westwood Podcast. I am your host, J.D. Jackson. As always, you can find me on Twitter, J.D. Jackson, always in forever art, and on YouTube at J-Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. Guys, the Los Angeles Clippers win a game versus the Golden State Warriors, 134-126, putting them in the 5 seed, a half game back of the Phoenix Suns for the 4 seed. Guys, I'm telling you right now, the Los Angeles Clippers, they have arrived. They are here, they are great, and they are only going to get better. We're going to talk about that all right here on the Westwood Podcast, but first I have to ask you, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, CastBox, Audible, and much more. So please hit that subscribe button. Now let's get it. Clipper Land, Clipper Nation, we have arrived. Russell Westbrook fans, Clippers fans, rejoice. The Los Angeles Clippers, the Claw, Playoff P, and the Broly have arrived. They are here. Guys, the Clippers on a 4-game winning streak. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook, Eric Gordon, Terrence Mann, all Zubac, all tearing it up. Guys, that game versus the Golden State Warriors, that win versus the Golden State Warriors, 134-126, just showed you just how great the Clippers can be, showed you just how deep the Clippers can be. They somehow survived a 50-point onslaught by the great Steph Curry and still won the game by 8 points. Guys, it was just beautiful to watch. The team is so deep. So we'll get into the stats, but I really want to get into the addition of Russell Westbrook and what I feel like it's done for the Los Angeles Clippers. Guys, Paul George, 40 minutes, 8 of 21 from the field, 24 points, 4 of 9 from the 3-point line, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, and only 1 turnover and 1 steal. He was a +2 on the night. I don't like single game plus minus because no one knows what the heck that means, so I'll leave that out. Kawhi Leonard, 36 minutes, 10 of 19 from the field, 7 of 7 from the free throw line, 3 of 7 from 3. He had 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, only 2 turnovers. He had 30 points on the night. And then, oh, by the way, Zubac, 19 points, only 1 turnover, 1 block, 2 assists, 16 rebounds. And oh, by the way, Russell Westbrook with 15 points, 7 assists, 2 steals, 9 rebounds. Guys, he had 4 offensive rebounds, and I think they scored on all of them. I think there were 4 for 4 on all of his offensive rebounds. He was absolutely outstanding. He was everywhere for a night. He was 2 of 5. 40% from the 3-point line, 6 of 16 from the field. He played 27 minutes. And oh, by the way, Eric Gordon, 16 points, 2 steals, 1 assist, 4 of 8 from the 3-point line. He was filling it up. He was very good on the night. He had a total of 16 points. And oh, by the way, Terrence Mann, 17 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. He was 1 of 1 from the 3-point line, 6 of 10 from the field. Guys, the Clippers are deep. It was a group effort. 30 by Kawhi, 24 by Paul George, 17 by Mann, 16 by Gordon, 15 by Russell Westbrook, 19 by Zubac. Guys, there was no Norman Powell. No Norman Powell. Okay? They still have Norman Powell to add to this. And oh, by the way, Paul George was 8 of 21 from the floor. We all know he's more efficient than that usually. Guys, the Clippers are a great basketball team. And if you don't understand what Russell Westbrook has done to the basketball team of the Los Angeles Clippers, guys, since Paul George and Kawhi have arrived, they've always talked about how this team should be a championship contender. And I mentioned it when it was first reported that Russell Westbrook's going to sign with the Clippers. I said, his attitude and approach to the game is going to matter because your two stars on the team, your other two stars are already on the team. They're really laid back hoopers. But Russell Westbrook's attitude, the way he approaches the game, it is all over this Los Angeles Clippers basketball team. Their grit and fight, it's everywhere. It's very apparent. It means something to this basketball team. The hustle plays Russell Westbrook had in this game, and I don't give a dang about what any of these media platforms, the First Take, the Undisputed, I don't watch that crap. Don't care. Don't care. In my opinion, we need to just, I just don't care. His imprint was all over this basketball game. The offensive rebounds and putbacks mattered. He had one late that was very important. Terrence Mann started to bleed into his, hey, let me get on that too. And I'm not saying Terrence Mann can't rebound. He can. I'm just saying the mentality, it just, the team is taking on his personality and his mentality and his approach to the basketball game. At one point, he got an offensive rebound after a miss. Turned around, gave it to Paul George. Paul George missed it. So Russ got another offensive rebound, went right back to Paul George, and he drained it. That stuff matters. The defensive rebounding matters. His defensive rebounding in traffic and pushing the pace that results into a wide open Paul George three that goes in, it matters. It just does. I was very happy with how Russell Westbrook played and approached his basketball game. You know, some people were upset, you know, oh, he shot 6 of 16. I don't care. Shooting is variable. Sometimes you miss shots. Sometimes you shoot 6 of 16. Sometimes you shoot 9 of 16. All right? It is what it is. He was 2 of 5 from the three-point line. That's 40%. What can you ask from him? As far as the shooting from the outside, 2 of 5, 4%, good. I mean, he's not going to go out there and shoot 10 of them. But his personality, his approach to the basketball game, you can see it just engulfing the entire Clippers basketball team. That is something that when I speak and converse with other with Clipper fans, they largely say that's something that was missing. It's something that was missing. They didn't have that. And so, four-game winning streak, and to see the hunger they have, the way they're playing defensively, it, guys, this team is really good. It's really good. And what I liked about him, he had 15. He ended with 15 points. And 7 assists and 9 rebounds with 0 turnovers. On top of that, all the hustle, all the fight, 15, 7, and 9, 0 turnovers. Guys, he was vital for this basketball game. Extremely. And I do think Russ needs to finish a little bit better around the rim. So I just to be fair, but guys, it's the Clippers team is so good. But by the way, Kawhi Leonard, he is elite. Like I genuinely don't, guys. He's just one of the greatest basketball players I've ever watched. And I know I'm stuttering trying to talk about him, but he's just one of the greatest basketball players that I have ever seen. There are very few players I think is just as good on the offensive side of the ball as they are on the defensive side of the ball. And Kawhi Leonard is one for me. He is. It is, in my time, Michael Jordan, Hakeem the Dream, Kobe Bryant, and Kawhi Leonard. I think they, all those four players, they're just as great on defense as they are on offense. And that's just crazy. That's unheard of in today's day and age. But I was happy with Russ. He attacked the open space. He had all the energy in the world. Even when he didn't, he got taken out of the fourth quarter to close because they were up. He's playing conservative. Ty Lue, as long as he won, I said it. Think everything that he did in that game, he should have closed. But I also said in the same tweet, if he win, I don't care. He won the game, I don't care. Another W, we move on to Orlando on Saturday. We're going to try to make it 5 in a row. But I thought that they were sagging off of him, and he either closed the space or he found the correct shooters. He screened a lot, screened and rolled a lot.
things like that. I thought that he was great. I have to give credit to Ty Lue. He said him and Russ talked about it after, and you could see Russ, he was just constantly moving. He didn't sit still. He was constantly moving, and it just made the offense so much better that it didn't matter what. I mean, he had 7 assists and 0 turnovers. So it didn't matter. The defense they were playing, it didn't matter. I give Russell Westbrook credit. I give Ty Lue credit. I just have to give him that. Also, Zubac was a monster. 16 rebounds, 19 points, 2 assists as well. I thought that he was really great. Like, he owned the glass. Like, they just couldn't do anything with him. Looney had 13, but I still thought in those minutes that Zubac was definitely, he was the big man on campus. I thought that he was great in this one, for sure. Zubac, I do think, makes the Clippers defense a lot better. It's definitely a lot better with him than Plumlee. I thought Plumlee, I think he had 4 points and 5 rebounds, so he went out there only 17 minutes, got him 4 and 5. He was fine. I think Zubac pretty much owning the minutes is a good thing. I thought he was really good. Marcus Morris, he got ejected. The only thing I'll say about that is I thought they would both be ejected because Draymond Green already had a technical. This whole thing started with Draymond Green just yanking his jersey for no reason. So I thought that. And then, you know, they got into it and Draymond was chirping too. And so I thought they would both be ejected. Somehow Draymond Green came out unscathed. Marcus Morris got ejected. And so insert Eric Gordon. I thought Eric Gordon was good. He's 50% from the 3-point line, 4 of 8. He had 16 points. He was very good. He had some big ones. Can't complain about that at all. I want to talk about the Terrence Mann and Russell Westbrook minutes. I need more of that. I genuinely need more of those minutes. Terrence Mann, the Russell Westbrook minutes are a lot of fun to watch. They're fast. They're ferocious. The ball moves. They attack the glass on both ends, offensive and defensive glass. They push the pace. They find open shooters. The athleticism that they bring, it's so much fun. So much fun. They played it for a couple of minutes, and I had a lot of fun watching it. It's something that I wanted to see for longer than like a minute, and it was a lot of fun. We need more of that. Again, I'm fine with last night. They won. Don't care that Russell Westbrook didn't close. Because as Russell Westbrook said himself, what's important is winning. They won the game. We move. Looking forward to Orlando Magic. Now, I won't sleep on an Orlando Magic. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm hoping for 5 in a row. I really am. So, yeah, that's about all I have to say. I'm really excited. This is a great team. They're going to get better. Russell Westbrook has been here for 9 games. He's just starting to figure it out and get comfortable with the team. It's going to get better. That's the part that's Russell Westbrook is going to get better. He's the biggest piece to slide into the rotation. He's the biggest piece to build the chemistry with. It's been 9 games. It's only going to get better. I'm excited because it's only been 9 games. You're still trying to make Russell Westbrook comfortable and make everyone else comfortable in Russell Westbrook's role as well because it goes both ways. So you're trying to integrate him into this team. And I'm thinking, guys, they're 4-0 in the last 4 games. They're looking better on both ends. And they're not going to be playing their best basketball until about April, late April, beginning of May. That's why I'm excited. Because they're going to get better. The more Russ is integrated and the chemistry is built, the more comfortable he is, and the other players are, the better they're going to get. Plus, you still got to add Norman Powell back in. I'm excited. They're not playing their best basketball right now. So be very excited. They are not playing their best basketball. They just beat the Warriors, okay? Which, look, I know they didn't have a couple players. Like, they didn't have Gary Payton, and they didn't have, why am I drawing a blank, Wiggins. But that's still a good basketball team, guys. And so, it's going to get better. I'll just put it like that. They're going to be playing their best basketball at the end of May, or at the end of April, beginning of May, and that's why I'm so excited about it. It was not a small task to beat the Warriors, to beat the Knicks, to beat the Raptors, to beat the Grizzlies 4-0 in their last four games, hoping to be 5-0. The Los Angeles Clippers, they have arrived. Well, right here is where I break things. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Westwolf Podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Guys, please, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, CastBox, Audible, and much, much more. So please, please hit that subscribe button. Guys, got the Magic on Saturday. Hoping the Clippers will be 5-0. Guys, I'm telling you, the Clippers are here. This should be a ton of fun from here on out. And I'm hoping and really do believe in a deep playoff run. The guys, right here is where I break things. I appreciate you guys so much. And as always, until next time. Peace.